summer jobs for teenagers used to be a rite of passage. You know, I worked as a receptionist at my cousin's business during high school. 30 years ago, 70% of all teens worked a summer job. Today, less than half of teenagers do. NPR's Jessica Diaz-Hurtado reports on why.
16-year-old Matthew Howell from East Palestine, Ohio, hoped to be working this summer.
I have applied. I've applied at a McDonald's before. They've never gotten back to me. Tried applying for Dairy Queen. They'd never got it back to me.
He says he's going to keep looking, but his mother, Amy Ward, isn't convinced. As a teen, she babysat and worked in fast food. She blames her son's lack of motivation on today's gadgets and technology.
We didn't have all the mobile devices that they have now. My kids would rather sit on their butts and play video games all day long than go out and get a job.
Anthony Carnevale is not so hard on the kids. He's the director of the Center on Education and the Workforce at Georgetown University.
First of all, they don't have the option of working for a decent wage at a young age. The jobs aren't there and the wages aren't there.
He says summer teen jobs have been declining with every decade, beginning in the 70s, even as real wages have been flat or even falling. At the same time, he says school for many kids has become like a job. More schools operate nearly year-round.
Young people in America, especially teenagers, we work them harder than we ever did, by a lot. It used to be back in the 60s and 70s that young people had 8 to 10 hours a day free time, down to 2.
For those who do have free time and money, more are spending their summers focused on college.
I'm Evelyn Ezel. I'm 16. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
She's come to Washington, D.C. for a pre-college leadership program at American University. That means no job.
I just didn't have a lot of time this summer because I did choose to come here for the experience.
Carnevale says it's a choice that will probably pay off. He says compared to someone with a high school education, a college graduate will make about $1 million more over a lifetime.
The time you put in the books is really worth a lot more than the time you put in at a job in retail.
Some teenagers do see the worth of a summer job, and they're getting creative. 17-year-old Aaron Ivy from Maryland wanted more than the minimum wage he got last year working at a pool. So after seeing the National Mall in D.C. full of tourists, he started street drumming, or busking here.
If you play your cards right when you're busking, you can make so much more than like most teenagers make at their summer jobs.
He says he comes here to play every day. As we talk, people stop and listen and drop bills in his white plastic bucket.
Oh, thank you.
Good job.
Appreciate it.
Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, NPR News.